From Spark and Anvil and Ecosphere, this is Rill in Chapter 1 of the Ecosphere cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Rill is a slender, silvery otter tween who is happiest in moving water, and in one webbed paw she holds a small glass bead with a single drop of water sealed inside. This drop, she says, tilting it so it catches the light, has been the sea. It's been a cloud. It's been rain and a river and dew on a leaf, and it will be all of them again. No water is ever new. It just keeps going round. She lowers the bead to the stream. Same as this. Same as every drop there is. Rill grew up on a river, in a family of water followers who traced the great loop of every drop. She learned the loop young. The sun warms the sea and lifts water up as invisible vapor. Up high, it cools and gathers into clouds. The clouds let it fall as rain or snow. It runs down mountains into streams and rivers. The rivers carry it back to the sea, and the sun lifts it again. Round and round, her mother said, powered by the sun, forever. The water you drank today has been dinosaur rain and ocean spray and a cloud over a country you've never seen. Young Rill loved that best of all, that no drop was ever really lost, only traveling, and that the puddle at her feet had already been half the world. She was grown when she followed the stream up to the nature center on the ridge. Tara, the old caretaker, met her at the little waterfall and, instead of asking her name, pointed at a cloud building over the valley and asked her where its rain had come from. Rill smiled and lifted her glass bead. "From the sea, mostly, and the rivers and the leaves," she said. "The sun warmed the water and lifted it up as vapor. It rose, it cooled, it gathered into that cloud. Soon it'll fall as rain, run down into a stream, and head back to the sea, where the sun will lift it again. That's the water cycle. Evaporate, gather, fall, flow, repeat. The same water forever, powered by the sun. Not one drop of it is new." Tara was quiet a moment, then said only, "Then you should stay." By the waterfall, Rill traces the loop for the kids with a wet finger on a warm stone. Sea, sky, rain, river, sea. "I am Rill. My idea is the water cycle, the endless journey of every drop." Then she teaches a few things. "The same water keeps moving. Earth doesn't make new water. It recycles the water it has, over and over. The sun is the engine. Its warmth lifts water into the sky as vapor. That's where every cloud and every rain begins. It changes form, not amount. Water becomes vapor, then cloud, then rain, then river. The same water, wearing different shapes. Everything drinks from the same loop." And she never once suggests some places have water and others simply don't, as if by luck. "Every drop is shared and borrowed," she says. "The rain here was the sea somewhere else." Understanding the loop is how people learn to care for water, because it's all the same water, always on its way to someone else.
"So we could run out of water?" a kid asked her once. Rill shook her sleek head. "The water keeps cycling," she said, "but it doesn't always arrive where it's needed, when it's needed. And that we can understand and plan for. Knowing the loop is where caring for water starts." She set her glass bead in the sun by the waterfall and watched the mist rise off the falling water into the warm air, the loop turning right there in front of her. Sea to sky, to rain, to river, and round again. And a deep, flowing calm settled through her, the quiet gladness of a creature who knew that nothing made of water is ever truly lost, only somewhere on its long way round and coming back.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to RIL. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.